exploring the functions of the entertainment thin screen in their dormitory after lights out, and had discovered a game called Asteroid Avenger. They had both become totally engrossed in reaching the final level. A native of the planet Deryl, Carl only needed a few hours rest each night. By the time John had looked at the clock, it was 2:30 a.m. in the morning. Stupid, Riley. That was really stupid, he scolded himself.
I know that much of what you are learning is new to you, Ms. Vartexia continued, and I know that you are doing well in other subjects. However, I need to see an improvement in your history work. Perhaps another student could help you with your studies?
John nodded up at the teacher. Once again, Ms. Vartexia was right. He had known nothing about space or alien civilizations throughout the galaxy before one of her mishaps brought him to this school. Since becoming a Hyperspace High student, he had struggled with every subject except maths, but history was easily his worst subject. There was so much to learn. The history of the galaxy stretched back millions of years. Even just studying the most important events meant cramming more knowledge into his brain than he thought it was capable of holding. While Ms. Vartexia lectured him, John glanced over to a few desks away, where an alien boy with a mane of black hair was sitting. He felt a twinge of envy. Mordant Talliver seemed to absorb lessons without even trying. He always came top in hyperspace history. Top in almost every class, John reminded himself. Although Mordant was a bully, John wondered if the half-Gargan boy could help with his own studies. It might be worth putting up with him, if it means I don't get chucked out, John thought to himself.
So, if you wish to pass hyperspace history this year, I will be looking for much more effort, John Riley.
John's wandering attention snapped back to the teacher. Yes, thanks, Miss Vartexia, he babbled. Sorry I fell asleep. I just stayed up too late last night. It's not because you're boring or anything. John heard a snort of laughter.
What a suck-up, Mordant Talliver hissed loudly.
A tennis ball-sized metal sphere bobbed at Mordant's shoulder, lights blinking across its surface. A serve-you droid called Jeeves that was half servant, half pet.
Indeed, Master Talliver, the droid said in a snooty voice that sounded ever so slightly bored. The human is obviously trying to escape punishment by using flattery. And as the great Gargan philosopher Hurl once said, flattery is like the burping of gore pigs.
Mordant grinned. The burping of gore pigs, he repeated. Hurl really knew what he was talking about, didn't he?
That will do, Mordant Talliver, snapped Miss Vartexia, turning towards the sneering boy. If your droid does not stay silent, I will confiscate it.
John rolled his eyes. What was I thinking? He asked himself. Like Mordant would ever help anyone apart from himself.
Computer, the Elvian teacher said, returning to the front of the class. End program Vartexia B64 shard.
The screen surrounding the room instantly went blank.
Now, take out your thin screens and begin reading about the Goran-Subo War.
As the students rummaged in their bags, John felt a nudge.
Sorry about that, whispered Emmy Tars on his right.
He watched, dazzled, as usual, by her beauty, as she flicked silvery hair out of her shining eyes and leaned across her desk towards him.
I did try and wake you up. You were snoring.
Huh, that wasn't snoring,
said a deeper voice from the desk to John's left.
You should try sleeping in the same room as me if you want to hear real snoring. It'd make your brain dribble out of your ears.
John turned to look at his roommate. Carl's leathery wings, green skin and sharp fangs made him look like some sort of demon.
It's true, said John with a sudden grin.
Your snoring is probably the reason I didn't get any sleep last night.
Yeah, right, replied Carl. It was nothing to do with playing Asteroid Adventure until 2:30 at all.
Hey,
John replied, looking embarrassed. Just because I can't survive on 2 hours of sleep. John's words trailed off, a flashing orb of colourful light. Zipped through the solid wall as if it weren't there. It hovered next to Ms. Vartexia, glittering brilliantly, and then silently changed form in a blaze of light lasting half a second. Where the ball had been stood a tall alien dressed in white robes. Although he was humanoid in shape,